From global current affairs to art, science and culture, the documentary from the BBC World Service tells the world's stories. Search for The Documentary wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
There are oppressed groups who consider caste as a curse. The caste is a monster which is actually killing them every day.
It is very much prevalent in society everywhere in India. And that baggage and those prejudices and biases are coming along with the Indians too here.
People judge a person immediately just based on the caste. And that is what I want to avoid.
Sam, Harsha, and Sidan are all tech workers of Indian descent who have felt targeted for who they are in corporate America. They're not being singled out on the basis of race, gender, religion, or nationality, but by an invisible factor, one they were born into and never thought they would have to think about in the U.S. They say they face discrimination because of their caste.
I'm Sonia Paul, and I'm a journalist from the San Francisco Bay Area. Right now, I'm standing here on University Avenue in Berkeley, California. When I was a little girl, this was the spot to be for my family to access Indian culture. We'd shop at Sari Palace, eat at Vik's Chaat, and browse the Indian jewelry stores that line the street. Several years ago, I was based in India as a freelance journalist, and when I came home, caste started emerging as an issue affecting the South Asian diaspora, and I've been reporting on it ever since. Join me as I travel throughout this area and beyond to investigate what exactly is caste and caste discrimination, and why it's showing up in the U.S. tech industry now. I'll speak with workers from oppressed caste backgrounds about the bigotry they face, the toll it's taken on them, and probe why some say the movement to address caste bias in the U.S. is so-called Hindu phobia. This is the Hidden Caste Codes of Silicon Valley.